Chance for today in and around Champaign-Urbana, and a flash flood watch will be going into effect in about a half hour for a number of counties in our severe weather coverage area. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along with details in 5 minutes, but first this hour's report of AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A consulting firm could advise on the future of Champaign County's financially strapped nursing home, but as AM 580's Jeff Bossert explains, it won't be clear until next week exactly what role Management Performance Associates will play.
Three members of the county's nursing home board of directors will spend the weekend examining two proposed contracts from MPA. One calls for the firm to simply consult on the home. The other would manage the facility. On Monday, the nursing home group could endorse one or both and forward its decision to the county board. MPA's operational audit shows how the escalating cost of contract nurses played a role in the home's deficit, as well as how a poor payer mix of Medicaid and Medicare residents has contributed. During a conference call with the nursing home board, member Jason Hirschbrunner told MPA President Mike Scavato that the audit only showed a list of problems without a roadmap for solving them.
My question to you is that the reports didn't seem to offer any solutions. They just spelled out what was obvious, what was painfully obvious. I want to know, do you have those solutions that, of course, understandably, if you have that bag of tricks that you were wanting us to purchase, I agree, but I want to know that bag of tricks is there.
Hirschbrunner is opposed to the management contract. It costs $180,000 annually for 3 years and would mean the MPA hires the nursing home's administrator, Andrew Buffenbarger. Board member Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy likes that move, saying the administration at the home is thin and would take some load off his shoulders. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Tony Rezko says federal prosecutors have been overzealous in their attempt to find out if Illinois politicians like Senator Barack Obama and Governor Rob Blagojevich have ever committed crimes. We have that story from Robert Wildebohr.
Rezko made the claim in a letter he sent a couple months ago to the judge overseeing his case, and she made the letter public just this week. It's another indication that investigators have Blagojevich in their sights, which comes as little surprise as the governor came up repeatedly during the trial. Obama was seldom mentioned, but Rezko's claim here potentially lends weight to the idea that prosecutors were interested in his relationship with the senator. Rezko wrote this letter before he was convicted on 16 counts of fraud and money laundering. At that time, he wrote, quote, "I have never been party to any wrongdoing that involved the governor or the senator." And Rezko contrasts himself with his former associates who pled guilty and cooperated with prosecutors. He said, quote, "I will take what comes my way, but I will never hurt innocent people." I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Caterpillar is making a big investment in five of its plants in Illinois. Jonathan All reports.
The company announced it will spend $1 billion to upgrade the facilities in East Peoria, Decatur, Aurora, and Joliet. Caterpillar Group President Doug Oberhelman says the company is struggling to meet demand for many products made in Illinois and says this move will help solve that problem. Oberhelman also says there should be a big impact on the state's economy.
This will force and enable a lot of our suppliers in Illinois to invest as well. They see a long-term future with us. They know we're going to be here. They're going to upgrade. So the spillover effect into our communities ought to be very, very huge. It may be a multiple of that $1 billion when it's all said and done. It's hard to say.
Oberhelman says the other goals are efficiency and modernization. He says it's unclear what impact the upgrade will have on employment levels at the plants. I'm Jonathan All.
One of those plants undergoing expansion will be the Caterpillar plant in Decatur. While flooding continues to cause problems on many rivers in Illinois, the floodwaters have receded on the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River. The State Department of Natural Resources now has opened the Middle Fork for the public 7 days after they had closed it. That's good news to Tracy Satterthwaite at Kickapoo Landing, which rents canoes and kayaks on the Middle Fork in the Kickapoo State Park area. Satterthwaite says the water had reached dangerously high levels.
Well, the water this last time got up to about 11 feet. We had generally run the river only up to 4.5 feet, and only adults and experienced paddlers between 3.5 and 4.5 feet. So 11 feet is extremely high.
Satterthwaite says the water level on the Middle Fork is now down to 3 feet, and she says that's still on the high side, but a level that's ideal for floating the river. Meanwhile, Chris McLeod of the State Department of Natural Resources says the public should exercise caution still if they go boating on the Middle Fork. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for an in-depth look at the weather. And Ed, some thunderstorms in our area today, perhaps, and then pretty nice weekend, but we do have the potential for some flash flooding, I guess, as we get some more rain.
Yeah, we do. One good piece of news, though, is that the severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled. So
we'll take that.
We can take that out of the rotation of weather warnings and advisories and watches that we're putting out. But we do have a flash flood watch that kicks in at 7 a.m. and continues through this evening, and the potential for heavy rain on top of already saturated soils leading to that. And the entire WILL severe weather coverage area is either under or will be going under a flash flood watch here in the next half hour or so. So that's the one biggest concern. We're also under the slight risk for severe thunderstorms today, according to the Storm Prediction Center. So we'll have to watch out for some gusty thunderstorms later on today.